Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live. Excuse me. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I fired a binary trigger yesterday. That's always a party. Joining me now, because it is time for her to join me now, she is the weaponized woman. She is key to Bussy, and at the end of the month, she'll be my roommate for a weekend. Or the beginning of next month, whichever it is. Whichever it works out to be, I guess, right?
Labor Day weekend.
I can't believe I've got to travel halfway across the country on the highway on Labor Day weekend. And come back.
That's right. I didn't think about that. The traffic for Labor Day weekend is going to suck.
I know.
Because nobody's been able to get out.
Are you flying? Are you going to fly or are you going to drive?
I'm flying.
Okay.
With Pixie.
I know. Pixie will be in charge of the house. She'll be the chaperone for everybody there. There's going to be more adults than Pixie, and Pixie will be in charge.
Well, I fly so much with Delta that I get a free companion flight twice a year.
Yeah.
So it's free for her to come out with me.
Now I want to ask you a question about Delta, because I used to fly on Delta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like flying on anybody now. But the last airline I flew with was Delta. Never tried to fly checking in a gun, for example. Never tried that with them. Will you be checking in a gun when you come to Houston?
I'll just bring my carry gun.
Right. But, I mean, you have to go through the same process of carrying that versus any other thing you might check in, right?
Yeah.
So, how is Delta to deal with on that?
They're pretty good. So, I think Southwest is probably the best for traveling with a firearm, but I live at a Delta hub, so I don't really have that option. So I fly Delta, and I've accumulated so many points that it's not really worth it for me to fly through another airline. So what happens is you walk up to the counter and say, I have a firearm, and it needs to be in your checked bag in a locked hard side case, unloaded. And you can also have your magazines in the same bag, but you can't have ammo in the gun case.
But you can have the ammo now, loaded in the magazines, right?
Yes, but the magazines are considered a factory case. The ammunition has to be contained inside a factory case, which can be a Dillon case, it can be the cardboard box from the store, or it can be a magazine, as long as it's not seated in the gun with ammo.
Right.
And now Delta is requiring a second lock. So the second lock can be a trigger lock, which is a lock that you slide through the barrel of the gun and out the chamber and then lock it so it's locked with the slide back. And then the second one would be on the gun case itself. Another option would be a gun case that's hard side and allows a spot for two separate locks. Another option would be a lock on the hard-sided gun case and a lock on the suitcase, but then the suitcase also has to be a hard-sided suitcase that can't be cloth.
See, this is, you know, if he stays with us, if Steve comes down and stays with us, we'll have more guns than we know what to do with.
It'll be fun.
Steve travels with quite a few handguns.
Yeah,
weapons,
to period. Drive.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing it, too. But do you ever, and I know this is way off base, but I'm just curious about this because I didn't know you flew Delta. Are you as disappointed with the fact that Delta doesn't have a business class as I am?
I usually get free upgrades to first class just because I fly so much.
Yeah, but I mean, their first class is not. Their first class is not. Unless you're doing a long haul over the ocean, which I don't know what Delta's looks like for that, but their first class that I have seen is not really all that swanky to me. Besides the fact they get a drink, and they have a curtain that I can see through, and their seats are just a little bit wider than mine. I don't really see anything that I would consider to be first class about it.
Well, they also have a TV screen, which a lot of times they don't have for the other seats. And you get food, complimentary food.
Mm.
You get priority baggage, so your bag comes off the plane to the baggage claim first. You're allowed to have a free checked bag in first class.
Not a bunch of amenities there, right? Anyway, will Pixie get to fly first class? I hope she gets to.
Well, anytime we fly together, if I get a free upgrade to first class, it only works for one ticket, so I always give it to her.
Okay.
And then I sit back in the main cabin.
I just don't know what that's doing, Keita. I mean, when she grows up, she's going to expect to be first class no matter what she pays for an airline ticket from that point on. I don't know what good you're doing there.
No, she's not a spoiled kid at all. She doesn't have any expectations. She's very grateful for everything she gets.
I hear you. So, in any event, we're going to talk about rules and such that as they apply in competition. Is that right? Range.
Yeah, not necessarily for competition, but just when you go to the range.
Oh, okay.
What rules are good? We should have these rules, and what rules just kind of blow your mind? Like, how did this even become a thing?
I'll tell you the one rule that I don't like about certain ranges is that on the range where they just basically have it's a firing line range, which is basically the same as the indoor range except it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
They won't let you shoot fast.
Yes, that is one of my points. I have a list.
So we'll be talking about that list. Keita will be at NRA, at the NRA show. So if you are looking for, if you'd like to meet her or something, she'll be going out and about and doing various things, and we should talk about that too, whatever it is you're going to be doing. And
for sure.
That way, if you want to meet Keita and maybe get one of her books, or are you going to be taking some of those?
Yes, I will have books with me.
There you go. So she will be there. And at the end of the day, she and I will be having our Pop-Tarts together.
That's right.
That's right. It's glorious. Absolutely glorious. So whatever it is that Pixie tells us we're going to be consuming, that's what we'll be consuming that afternoon.
Because she's had a Pop-Tart for breakfast today.
I think Pop-Tarts are one of the greatest revolutions of mankind. But in any event. Hey, will this be also, will we be talking about other guns besides pistols as we're going through these rules? Will you be dealing with it, or will they just work all the way across?
They work all the way across, but if you have anything specific, go for it.
Okay. So, before we go on the first break, can you tell everybody how to find you, both books, that kind of thing?
Yes. If you would like to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. My website is 180firearmstraining.com. Facebook, 180firearmstraining. Instagram, give me a follow, Keita Buffy, KitaBusse.
Keita's Instagram gets really good when she's working the algorithm. Very, very good when she gets into that thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Born so unusual. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected.
select it to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. She wants to talk about range rules. Now, are we talking about range manners or range rules?
Range rules.
Okay.
Range manners is totally separate. That would be another good show, though. So range rules, you mentioned the rate of fire. So in the U.S., a lot of ranges actually have a rule that you cannot take more than one shot every 3 seconds. Now, that can vary a little bit. They might have a different rate. It might be one shot every 1 second or one shot every 2 seconds. But the most ridiculous I've seen is one shot every 3 seconds. So no doubles. No
Now, why is that? What's wrong with that?
So what a lot of the older generations think, because shooting was just in a different place at that time, is that you can't possibly be calling your shot at that rate of speed, at that rate of fire, shooting like 15 splits, which is actually not true, which even I've shot 15 splits and gotten two alphas. If I wasn't calling my shots or able to see what was going on, I wouldn't have been able to hit two alphas. It's not just luck. So they think that there's no way you can actually control that if you're shooting rapid fire. Now, the problem is sometimes you'll have guys who come in and don't have the skill to do that, and they're just pulling the trigger as fast as they can, but maybe their grip is all over the place and they're sending rounds all over the place. Then it's a problem.
I could see where that would be a problem, but I could also see... I could also see some levels of membership where they would allow that.
Yeah,
especially if it's an outdoor facility.
Right. And the problem is it's a blanket policy, so it applies to everyone, no matter what your background or experience level is. But they have range officers there on the line observing. If you want to, let's say you come into a range that has a blanket rule, one shot every 3 seconds, no faster than that, and you say, okay, I understand why you have this rule in place. However, I'm trying to train for a competition, and I need to practice splits. Can you observe me, make sure I'm safe, and if you approve, allow me to continue in practice? Because they're being paid to be there anyway, no matter what. They might as well check on an individual basis whether or not someone is qualified to do that.
Hmm. Well, I mean, but the thing is, when they're doing this blanket policy, unless they have some sort of latitude where they can get out there and let the competitors. I'm sure the competitors want to show up there. Isn't it sort of hard as a competitor for most competitors, not for somebody at your level, but most of these competitors that are just like weekend competitors, isn't it sort of difficult for them to be able just to go out and maybe shoot 100 rounds a week just to have that much time? In most cases, because they work and they got all of these other, you know, all these other things going on in life.
Well, at the highest level, most competitors will live fire 2 times a week. And an average practice is about 200 rounds. But that's at the highest level. And below that, it just depends, you know, how much you work, how much ammo you have available. I know right now, a lot of people are doing a lot more dry fire because of the ammo shortage. Which is ironic because a lot of people have a lot more time on their hands with being laid off and things like that.
Yeah, but the other thing that comes up with it, as far as that goes, well, I mean, have you seen where the ammo seems to be coming back a little bit now? You can get 1,000 rounds of 9mm for $350 now?
I haven't seen that price, but yeah, I have seen it start to come back a little bit. It's probably going to be another year or so before they fill the pipeline. Because right now, they're meeting their government contract, and that was proposed to take about a year. So now we're getting into the year of filling the pipeline for commercial sale.
Then
so we should see it gradually coming back over the next year. But as of right now, there's a terrible primer shortage again.
Yeah, is there? Okay. Well, that's one thing I've heard certain people say. Oh, well, that's not good. That's ungood.
It's coming again.
That's
it's
not
ungood.
It's not good at all. Ungood. So the other thing that makes me think about, like, for a competitor like you, you made a switch from one weapon to another as your competitive choice, and I would imagine there's a lot of time that you spend with the replacement prior to actually going to it. And that means that you have to put it through its paces. And if you go to one of these ranges where they don't allow you to shoot in a competitive manner, does that sort of stifle what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I just wouldn't go there.
What does this do for the new shooter, though? Do you think the new shooter that gets out there and they're like, well, if you shoot more than one shot in 3 seconds, I'll kick you out. If you get out there and shoot from the draw, I'm going to kick you out. And they're telling you all the different things they're going to kick you out. There's plenty of ranges like that here.
And then that new shooter is going to think that it's just not something that's done. They're not going to realize how much farther they can take their shooting because they'll think that's something that's just simply not allowed.
Yep. So.
Or what if they end up in a defensive situation and the only thing their brain is able to do on autopilot is fire one shot every 3 seconds?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. Yeah, real quick, tell everybody how to find you.
You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like to set up a movement class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. My website is 180firearmstraining.com. Give me a follow on Instagram at Keita Bussey.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's full speed ahead for the sweeping infrastructure bill in the Senate, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senators are continuing efforts to plow through numerous amendments to the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure upgrade. Some Republicans cheering the bill as well, including Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important bipartisan bill. There's an excellent chance it will be a bipartisan success story for the country.
Senate Democrats also working on a $3.5 trillion spending plan. Gas prices keep moving toward $3.20 a gallon. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular gasoline is $3.18.8 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC is putting out a new eviction moratorium as the Delta variant of coronavirus spreads across the country. The order applies to counties experiencing high levels of community transmission and expires October 3rd. The moratorium does have some rental property owners in a bind. Osho Berman owns a property in Seattle, Washington that he had to sell because he could not make payments on the property. He says it's only going to get worse.
Our politicians talk about how they want more affordable housing, but what's really happening is they're creating all these ordinances that create an impossible balance of power between landlords and tenants, where we can't maintain a safe environment for all of our good tenants because of just a couple bad ones.
The eviction moratorium was originally...
There's a new service that will help out folks in trouble. Citizen, an app that notifies users about crimes and emergencies in their areas, rolling out a new service that will call 911 for those who need help. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary pre-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, we're talking about range rules. Now, you, when you are competing, you have to start with your gun in the holster.
Yes.
Chambered, ready to go, right?
Yes, unless what about, it's a table start.
What about these ranges where you can't shoot from the holster?
Yes. So that was actually the next thing on my list. No holsters. So there are some ranges that, again, blanket rule, say no holsters at all. There are other ranges where you have to take a class to learn how to draw from a holster or test out of it, which I think is much better. The only problem would be, you know, if you're drawing from concealed carry and your pistol is on your back side, then you can't possibly draw without flagging the people next to you or yourself.
So what is someone like you to do? Just a competitor, because one of the self defense drills that a lot of people do is draw first shot. You know, trying to see how fast they get.
First of all, number one, as a firearms instructor, I would say if you're practicing your draw, never only take one shot, because then you start cheating your grip and just getting on that trigger too soon. It keeps it more realistic if you take two shots, but then look at the timer and go back to the first shot to see what your draw time actually was. But if you don't take two shots, then you end up cheating yourself in the long run. But that being off topic, yes, I have to be able to draw from a holster. So if I can't draw from a holster and they don't have any allowance where you can test out of it or request to be able to draw from a holster showing your credentials, then I wouldn't be able to practice at that range. I mean, there are other things I can do, but I wouldn't be able to practice there every time.
So what would you do? I'd find somewhere else?
Well, I would find somewhere else, but if I, let's say I wanted to practice table start, then that would be totally fine. Or if I was working on something that didn't include a draw, like let's say I was working on a doubles drill, then that would be fine. But at the same time, even though I don't have to do the draw to work on the thing I'm trying to work on, I still like to have the draw be there because during competition, I'm still going to have to draw. So even though the draw isn't my focus in my practice, I'm still doing it every time and getting those repetitions in. And if I can't do it, then I'm not getting those repetitions. But if I'm specifically practicing table starts, then yes, that would be fine.
So what's the next one besides, I mean, that one has always been... What about drawing from concealment? Would that count as that, or is that from the holster?
Well, concealment would be from a holster, right?
Yes.
So I think drawing from concealment is fine as long as it's 3 o'clock forward. If it's beyond 3 o'clock, you're going to end up flagging people. So if everyone's standing on a line, that just doesn't work.
So, just off of those two, where you can't shoot fast, which self-defense to me means you are shooting fast, and you can't draw, you can't shoot from the draw, which most people carry the gun around with them, they don't have it hanging around their neck. Going back to the first-time gun buyer, this becomes quite sort of disconcerting, isn't it? It's like, well, I bought this gun, I need to learn how to use it, but you won't let me.
Exactly. Yeah, and my next one is no muzzle over the berm. And I understand why that rule is in place. You know, in some places there are houses and or a freeway or whatever it may be beyond the berm. But we also have other rules in place to prevent that round from going over the berm, like keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to engage your target. Know your target and what is beyond it and so forth. So unless you're blatantly ignoring every one of those rules, that round isn't going to go over the berm. That's not to say it doesn't happen, but that means that one of the four basic safety rules was broken. One, actually, probably more than one was broken for that to be taking place. So that would be, you know, if someone inadvertently shoots themselves or someone else, that happens too. But we're not shutting down ranges or preventing people from shooting because of it, and yet pointing the muzzle with your finger off the trigger over the berm as you're moving around practicing is against the rules at some ranges.
So what do you – now, let's talk about where you live. You live in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
How many ranges are around you in Wisconsin?
There's one range 20 minutes away that's outdoor, and I can do pretty much whatever I want. There is an indoor range 20 minutes away where I can't really do a whole lot of anything. And after that, they're hour and a half away.
So the ranges that are around you, do they allow you to do what you need to do, or do some allow you to do what you need to do and some don't?
One does and one doesn't. So the rules in Wisconsin tend to be a lot more I don't think relaxed is the right word, but maybe appropriate to what we're trying to accomplish. I think in Wisconsin, people start shooting from a much younger age than in a lot of other states. And most kids in Wisconsin by age 12 are taking a hunter safety course. So they're learning all these safety rules and taking classes. So most people here actually understand a lot of the basic safety rules. So I think that's why the rules are a little more appropriate here. Or if you go somewhere else, like, well, let's say New York, that's probably one of the worst for range safety rules. As far as rate of fire, not using a holster, not moving around. That's another one on my list, is not being allowed to move around in practice. Now, if you're on a firing line and you each have your own lane at an indoor range, obviously you can't be moving around or you're going to flag people. But at an outdoor range on a bay by yourself, there are actual shooting ranges that don't allow you to move around when you're shooting.
Okay. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break, I want you to tell me about the range at the Poconos, because I know it's a different kind of range.
Yes.
And, you know, you can explain why that would be the good place to go to. Tell everybody how to find you.
Excuse me. You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to set up a movement class near you. Check out my website, 180firearmstraining.com. And give me a follow on Instagram, Keita Bussey.
And coming to the NRA show in Houston. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM. With little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Keita Bassi. She is the weaponized woman. We've been talking about range rules, and some ranges can have a stifling effect on your training and what you're trying to do. However, do these types of ranges have these types of rules? Well, they typically let you teach a class on their range.
No.
No. That's...
And, I wouldn't be able to teach my class with one shot every 3 seconds. People who take my class, the fastest splits I've seen in my class outran the timer. The timer only goes to 1/10 of a second. And so they must have been 0.08 splits or 0.09. Because the timer said zero.
So is the reason they do this because it's easier and they don't have to have range safety officers, it's cheaper, less liability, that kind of thing, or is it just because they're lazy?
It's a lack of understanding.
Okay. But, I mean, the Poconos does it, where you go to the Poconos. The ranch in Texas, Tammy and those people, they do it. So, now... Are they having to pay more to do that, or what? What's going on with that?
No. What happens is younger people with an understanding come in. So it's this older generation, not to say that this older generation doesn't understand. A lot of them do, and a lot of them are really successful competitive shooters. But a lot of times the ones who end up owning the range don't really know a whole lot about the shooting part. They're just running a business. So what I did with the Poconos is I asked them to hire Sam Callahan, who's been on your show. He owns Callahan Training Group, and he needed a job. They needed someone to run the range, so I connected the dots, and Sam set up their training program for them, and he knows what the rules need to be. And he told them, the owners, what the rules need to be. And they said, okay, well, do your thing. And at the ranch in Texas, Tammy and John are awesome people, and they're good shooters. But, again, they're range owners, and I think they do some competition, but don't have the knowledge of someone who's, you know, traveling the world competing. So they hired a guy named Zach to set up their training programs and things like that. And he runs all that stuff and helps them set up the rules. So that's what I've seen, is they bring in someone from this newer generation of shooters, and the ranges who do that tend to have really appropriate rules for where shooting is at this time in the life of shooting.
So even though they, like at the ranch, though, even though they don't do competitive stuff, they do have tactical stuff, in which I would argue tactical probably has at least as much movement as competition does. Maybe not as much directed movement.
Now they have actually started doing some competitive stuff down there. They did Kalash Bash. They do IDPA there now. So they are getting more into the competitive shooting community.
Well, that's interesting. So what makes the Poconos or the ranch, what makes those for now, what a beginning shooter, would they understand, would they appreciate what they're going to find at a place like that?
Well, they wouldn't know the difference. It's like telling someone what a car is. Someone who's never seen or heard of a car, maybe they're from some other planet, put them in a Lamborghini and say, this is a car. They'd say, oh, okay. They're not going to know, like, the difference between a Chevy Aveo and a Lamborghini.
I see. So, really, if they started somewhere like the Poconos or the ranch,
they go anywhere else and they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Very disappointed. It's going to be bad. It's going to be horrible.
There are other good ranges too, but one thing I really like about those,
yeah,
is that you can stay on site. And for me, traveling from Wisconsin, that's fantastic.
That's huge.
Staying on the range is the dream, right?
Yep.
You roll out of bed in the morning and just walk out to the range. It's awesome.
The other thing, though, that like these ranges that are gun clubs, like the one that you taught at,
mm-hmm,
in Columbia, South Carolina. Now, these are where you're renting, you're getting time on bays and everything. There's no authority there telling you what you can and cannot do, as long as you're not shooting over the berm, right? That's your rule. You can't shoot over the berm. And you have to shoot in the bay that's designed for handgun, rifle, shotgun, whatever it is. But you got to shoot in those, and you cannot shoot over the berm. And other than that, it really falls to you, doesn't it? If you're the teacher there.
And most ranges that the instructors, they don't just let anybody come in and teach. You have to have a good reputation. And I've worked very hard at that, making sure after my class, we clean everything up and leave the range looking better than it did when we got there. We are really careful about safety rules and where bullets are going, where they're impacting. Even if it's within the bay, there might be maybe some sort of drainage pump or something that we don't want to be shooting. So I'm setting up my stage to make sure no bullets are even going near that direction. So they make sure they bring in instructors who think that way.
How many people use
And they'll check with other ranges.
Now, for you, your setup time, as far as when you're setting up these things, is you get out there and you set them, and you have them run through different stages, because you reset the stage. But you've already reset it in a miniature, right? You already know exactly what it is you're going to do, where the target's going to be, and everything else.
I don't. I make it up.
Well, I've
Nobody
seen the miniature things
it,
that you're using.
Oh, yeah, I do that when I'm making stages for matches. If it's something that I'm not setting up, then I'll use the miniatures to create stages, or if it's going in my next book.
Oh, okay.
But when I build a stage for my class, I make it up as I go. So what I do is I see the people arriving, kind of get an idea for their skill level. I get an instant impression of each person and build the stage based on what I see.
Okay.
Well, I still think you're fast.
It looks like I'm not making it up. It looks like I know what I'm doing, but I'm totally faking it.
Gotcha. I gotcha. It seems like the competitions too. Like I used to. Seems like they're not canceling them anymore. Because Tactical Poppins was making that the especially in Texas where she's at.
Mm-hmm.
She was constantly publishing the ones that were getting canceled, and now she doesn't publish. She's not publishing it anymore.
I saw one yesterday that she published that was canceled.
Was it? Well, I mean, it's not like it used to be. It used to be just pages.
Right.
Drop.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
COVID.
So, anyway, I find that interesting. Seems like the shooting world is slowly coming back into play.
Yeah.
To its normal state, except for this, you say that there's going to be another primer shortage. That doesn't make me happy. We're about to run out of time. That went by fast. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Bill. We'll see you soon.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking. Catch Keita here on Wednesdays, The Weaponized Woman. Catch her books. Find them on Amazon.com. We'll be right back. Coming up next, if we get a hold of him, it's going to be Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.